Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. Barbara Scully and Declan Buckley join us once again for So You Think or Another. Good afternoon
Hello.
To you both. Yes. And here's Hello. Your first question. I caught my wife throwing her contraceptive pill in the bin. After the biggest fight of our marriage, she said she wanted another child. We have two. And she would do anything in her power to do it. She admitted to doing it for the last 2 months. I feel betrayed, I feel violated, and I feel like I'll never be able to trust her again. I love her, I don't want to leave her, but how are we going to get over this?
Good. Yeah, this is a hard one. The first thing I would say is that this guy sounds really very upset and very angry, and I totally understand why he would be really feeling that way. But I think that in order to start making some progress towards resolving this, is he's going to have to need to kind of step back a little bit nearly in order to get some perspective on what's going on here. I mean, I can obviously only speak as a woman, but the urge to have a baby is huge. It is absolutely huge, and it can become all consuming, defying any kind of logic or rationality. And it is something that it's hard to explain, but it can cause women to do things that perhaps aren't particularly fair. Mm. So I think that the first thing he needs to do, and it's still, you know, it's still early days, but the first thing he needs to do is try and develop some kind of empathy for the situation that his wife is in order to begin to be able to work out the problem. Because they both need to be in a place that's kind of calm and that they both need to devote time to this in order to try and work it out. So he needs to work very hard on trying to park his feelings that he's expressed here of violation and of anger because he feels that he's been betrayed, in order to have the kind of conversation where his wife will feel that she has the space and she is being listened to when he asks her to try and articulate why she wants another baby so badly. Equally, he is going to have to beforehand put a lot of thought into being able to articulate very clearly why he is absolutely set at the moment about not having a third child. You know, he needs to be able to think about the reasons of why he's doing that. I mean, the reasons very often are very obvious, like the lack of freedom and, you know,
upsetting the balance. Well, it's far easier to marshal arguments as to why not to have another baby than I just want one.
Exactly, exactly. But I think that, and the other problem with this problem is that it's very hard to see a compromise, because you can't kind of have a baby or have half a baby or have a baby. Sometimes it's a kind of an all or nothing. But I think that the only way that they can begin to try and come up with some kind of solution to this is for the two of them to have really honest conversations where, you know, there will be crying, there will be anger, there might be a lot of things said, but you need to hold on tight and try and work through that. And there's no other way around that. But I feel the first thing that jumps out at me from this is, and perhaps, as I said, it's early days, is that he has to develop a level of empathy as to why his wife is feeling this overwhelming urge to have another baby. Yeah. That's, I think, the first step.
Yeah. Someone says, I can't believe your guest is dressing it up. This is as bad as cheating.
That's where I was going to go with this, Barbara. I don't agree with the texture that says that, but I do think that this, you've addressed a conversation, an issue that if a couple were considering whether or not they might have a child, everything that you said makes sense. The idea that both parties should listen to each other if they have completely opposing views. Of course, you can't, like you might in other aspects of your relationship, find a compromise of how you're going to manage it. When it comes to whether you're going to have a baby or a third baby in this instance, it's either yes or no. Mm. It's a fact that if, you know, you can't find a middle ground there. So when it comes to the decision making, it's about them both coming to an actual decision that they're going to agree to stand by. It could be that it's a deal breaker in their relationship, that the urges that you're talking about, that, you know, from either party to definitely, this is what I need, this is what I want, and you're not going to put that into my life, that's going to cause me to reconsider my life choices. When it comes down to the fact that they're in these people are married, they have a family already. Presumably, they kind of had talked about this, or maybe not.
I'm assuming that they had talked about this before. She found out.
So she's decided to go and do something that he's finding a problem with. So that's shattered trust, and that's caused. It doesn't matter then what the actual substantive issue is. He feels his trust has been damaged.
But it's not the same as somebody said a moment ago. I was having an affair. Because you've got to look. I am not saying she was right to do what she did in any way, but I am saying
in terms of the lack of trust.
Yeah, but it's not the same as having. No, I don't think it is. I absolutely don't think it is, because as a woman, and I think it is probably different. There is this enormous biological.
Jesus, a man could say that about having sex with somebody else. Yeah. Your men are just, following our penises.
I do think that Barbara, that's not going to wash with me either. And I'm as woke as they come. I don't think that.
What I was trying to say is that I think it does, and this is what I said initially. It does. It can, not always, but it can lead a woman to do something that she wouldn't normally do otherwise. And I still don't accept. The woman is that wanting to have another baby is the same as wanting to have sex with somebody.
But this woman has agency. The same way you could say about a cheating man. She has agency. She did it. She might have had this urge to have a baby, but she did it. And if it had worked, it would be a decision that would affect not just their relationship, but the other two kids. This is quite a selfish thing to do.
I'm not trying to justify her, but these two people are married, and he has already said that he loves her and he doesn't want to leave her.
Yeah.
So we need to not be stoking the fire up here.
Yeah.
We need to be giving them some kind of solutions. And what I'm saying is that he needs, and you guys need, to develop a small bit of empathy.
No, I'm totally. Well, no,
the thing is, it doesn't get the impression from that she's said sorry, that she has any realization of the damage.
Because they're both angry. She shouldn't have done what she did. And she probably knows that she shouldn't have done what she did. What she did was unfair. But I'm thinking that,
The reason I'm making those faces is because in a rational place, even if they were sitting in couples counselling, if they were in couples counselling and they had talked it through for months and months and months, and they had come to the decision that they were not going to pursue it for the list of reasons that they both agreed on, she could still have then gone ahead and decided to bin her pill and go along her own journey according to what you're saying, because it's not rational. And therefore,
that doesn't mean it's right.
You can't have a unilateral get out of jail card.
You know, it's not unknown for a woman to go out and have sex with a random stranger because she wants to get pregnant and she wants to have a baby.
I get that.
It's all possible. That's
no,
what
I understand
I'm saying.
That. But what I'm saying is that doesn't mean that it absolves you of everybody.
No, and I'm not trying to absolve it. But I am saying that in order for them to move forward, they have to. He needs to develop a little bit of empathy.
Does she not develop empathy?
So judgy
okay,
about
okay, hang on, hang on. You're saying he needs to develop empathy. She doesn't?
She does. She absolutely
she's the one
does.
Who was caught doing this
she,
now.
She absolutely does. But she obviously...
And maybe say sorry?
Knows. Yes. Okay, she should say sorry. But she obviously knows how he feels. Otherwise, she wouldn't have thrown her pills in the bin. You know, she obviously knew that he wasn't up for this.
Yeah.
But I think that if they want their marriage to survive, and they've two other children in here, they need to be able... He needs to be able to forgive her, she needs to be able to say sorry, and then he needs to develop some empathy.
Look,
as to the fact
though is that right now it's inflamed. There's anger. There's hurt.
That's just in the studio.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody's texting to say, for the love of God, will you say what she did? I missed the beginning. He caught her throwing away her pill. She wants another child and he doesn't. They already have two. Amber says, I do have sympathy for the lady's feelings, but this is a huge betrayal. Imagine if the roles were reversed and a man had been sabotaging his partner's birth control. You'd be telling her to run for the hills, and quite rightly so. Only answer is intensive counselling. To repair the trust. I would think they need to go to somebody.
Yeah. But absolutely. And I think, but that's, look, if let's flip the whole situation around. If somebody's in a situation where they're wondering whether or not they should start binning their contraceptive pills, my advice would be very similar to what you're saying, Barbara, which is you need to have a very open conversation where both parties need to be as empathetic with each other and try to work out what their needs are, what's possible, and they have to come to some definitive answer. It's not a compromise, it's an answer. The answer might, involve somebody giving up a cherished dream or a biological urge, yeah, or whatever, because that's what the couple have decided to do as an entity. And unfortunately, that might mean that the woman goes, I really, really have this urge to have a baby, but it's not what we've agreed as a couple. And that's a sense of loss, and I get it, and it's a sad thing, but it's a compromise internally what that woman is making for the relationship. She's compromising the baby for the relationship.
I'm not discounting the fact that she is possibly going to be the one that will have to make the ultimate compromise at the end of the day. But what I am saying to her is a little bit of empathy here is what's needed in order to move forward.
In order for him to forgive her, he can understand that. Well, that's where he's going.
And a lot of people recommending that he go and have the snip. That's the only way to be sure, really. I'm in the uncomfortable position of having to ask my parents to borrow money, and I'm looking for advice the best way to go about it. I'm nearly 40. I've gotten into arrears on my mortgage. After my husband left, money has been tight, and while he pays what he can, he's unemployed with a drinking problem, is not always capable of the responsibility. We've two children together, and I work full time. We have had a couple of large unexpected expenses recently. The boiler went and my eldest needs braces. My finances have become a real balancing act, and I need to pay a couple of thousand off the mortgage because the bank have started to breathe down my neck. I was fighting to keep our home, and I don't want to lose it. My parents are retired and have a nest egg, and they're using it to travel and enjoy their later years. It's a pretty sizable chunk of money. Do you think it would be okay to ask them for around $3,000? It would take a lot of pressure off me, but I don't want to come across like I'm begging. I won't leave them short either. They're always being a bit tight with their purse strings. I worked through college and funded it myself. They never really gave handouts, and I never asked until now. What's the best way to go about it?
It's telling that the last sentence, you've asked whether it's a good idea, whether you're going to go, and then your last sentence is what's the best way to go about doing the thing I've already subliminally decided that I'm going to do anyway. I think that, look, asking people for money in general is kind of fraught, and it's difficult, and that's why sometimes banks are an easier solution, because it's all kind of laid out and you know what you're setting yourself up for, whereas if you take money from people you care about, it can alter your relationship. Getting a loan off your parents might mean that they start feeling they have more of an entitlement to get involved in commenting about your life choices or your arrangements and stuff like that. So, you know, that's a dangerous thing. You're also older, so your parents are older too. They've lived their lives. They've had the ups and downs and the twists of fate that, you know, most lives have, I presume. I don't know. But they have an amount of money in their bank account right now. I just don't think it's entirely fair to want to tap into that.
God,
personally,
you're in bad form today. God,
I knew you were going to say that. Maybe my idea.
Yeah.
But given that she's never asked them, she worked through college. She's paddled her own canoe. She should be able to go and ask them.
She should be able to ask them. But I'm saying, be prepared that they're not going to give it to her, because there's something they haven't come forward yet.
I was expecting the last line of this to be actually, will you ask them for me?
Yeah. It's kind of like that's kind of where I was angling with this. Why have they not come up
and offered
already?
Yeah. You know why? Because this woman sounds to me like she's pretty capable. She said she got herself through college. She's never asked them for money. She's been paying the mortgage. She's been through a marriage breakup. She works full time.
Good point.
You know, that she has given the impression to the outer world that everything is probably fine.
That's a really good point. And I didn't see that. And I'm sorry. Yeah. And that's true.
And so I think that's probably why. And also the fact that she does say that her parents, you know, are kind of tight with their money a little bit and don't tend to kind of throw it around in generous donations. I absolutely think, first of all, I think that having the kind of stress and worry of having the bank breathing down your neck because you're having difficulty in making a mortgage payment, especially in the current climate, must be the scariest thing on earth. Especially
and it concerns their grandchildren as well.
Especially when you've children in the mix and a husband who seems to be, for his own reasons, pretty useless as regards coming up with the amount of money he should be coming up with in order to look after this family and the children. So, therefore, and I take what you say, Declan, absolutely. Just because the parents have the money and are spending it on cruising around the world or whatever they're doing doesn't give you an entitlement to the money. But I do think it shouldn't prevent you from asking. And I think there's nothing wrong with asking. There was many of us during when the crash came in 08 had to go to our parents and say, any chance that you could, you know, bail us out here a little bit. And without those bailouts, a lot of people would have been in a lot of trouble. There's nothing wrong with begging. She's in a tight corner. She hasn't got there through going on major holidays or anything like that. She's explained about her boiler breaking down, and those kind of things are enough to throw your apple cart completely off kilter. So I would explain it to them. I would be honest with them. I would be upfront with them. I also wouldn't ask for a loan. I would ask them if they can bail her out to the tune of $3,000. If they have the kind of money that she's implying they do, that's not, she's not asking for an enormous amount of money. And if it's going to make the difference to her hanging on to their house, I think they'd be foolish not to give it to her.
Yeah, it's for your kids. So, you know, go there and fight for them.
Yes.
Barbara and Declan, thank you both very much. We'll take you back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.